Violent protests have flared in the Middle East over United States President Donald Trump's declaration of Jerusalem as Israel's capital. Protesters near the US Embassy in Beirut took to the streets, waving Palestinian flags and setting US flags on fire. Police responded by deploying tear gas and water cannons. President Trump's announcement last week has triggered days of protests and clashes in the Palestinian territories. Besides there and Lebanon, further protests have been held in countries such as Indonesia, Egypt and Morocco. 4 Palestinians were killed in retaliation for rockets fired from the Gaza Strip, and a Jerusalem security guard is in a critical condition after a Palestinian man stabbed him at a bus station. The protests appear to be quieting, but Palestinians in Australia say they worry about loved ones being potentially caught up in the unrest. Australia-Palestine Advocacy Network Vice President Bassam Dali has told SBS he is watching it closely.
We keep phoning home and making sure everybody is all right. We're glued to the TV and to the internet to get news. It's understandable in a way. But what is important to note is that while the media now is really interested because of the latest activities, the violence, which is the occupation, has been ongoing against the Palestinians without a hinder.
Most countries maintain the status of East Jerusalem, which Israel annexed after capturing it in a 1967 war, must be decided in Israeli-Palestinian negotiations. Israel says all of Jerusalem is its capital, but the Palestinians want East Jerusalem as the capital of a future independent state. In Australia, Foreign Minister Julie Bishop has said the Turnbull government will not relocate its embassy to Jerusalem. She says Australia remains committed to a two-state solution between the Israelis and Palestinians. But law student and Palestine Action Group volunteer Mona Abu Zalif says the Australian government should have more to say on President Trump's declaration.
This is, you know, at a very basic level against international law. So even if we were to remove the entire, you know, conflict and decades of occupation and violence, at a very basic level for Australia, not even to be able to say that this is contrary to international law, is quite upsetting.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says peace talks with the Palestinians will not succeed unless they accept Jerusalem is the capital of the Jewish state. After meeting with French President Emmanuel Macron, he said talks with the Palestinians would not proceed until they recognise what he calls a reality.
I think the sooner the Palestinians come to grips with this reality, the sooner we'll move towards peace. And this is why I think President Trump's announcement was so historic and so important for peace.
President Macron has told Mr. Netanyahu he needs to make gestures to the Palestinians to break the impasse between the two sides.
I'll explain to Prime Minister Netanyahu my disapproval of the recent declarations by the President of the United States, which France considers in breach of international law and dangerous for peace. Dangerous for peace because I believe these statements do not serve security.
United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has told CNN President Trump's announcement was a moment of great anxiety for him. Mr. Guterres says he supports a two-state solution, and he says until recently, it appeared President Trump's administration was working towards that outcome.
Kushner and others were very strongly involved in dialogue with the Palestinians and Israelis, and there was some hope that it would be possible. I'm not saying it will happen, but there was a hope that it would be possible to finally bring this horrible conflict between Israelis and Palestinians to an end. I think that the decision that was taken Wednesday risks to compromise this effort, and if that is the case, it would be a pity, because it would be so important to find a solution to this crisis. In my opinion, it must be a two-state solution, but it is so important to find a solution for this crisis.
Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas has announced he will not meet with US Vice President Mike Pence when he tours the Middle East. The White House has called that decision unfortunate.